Oh man, oh man. Okay, so today's topic, which you may or may not like, but if you don't like it, bye. See you next time. Because it's a lot of stuff that needs to be said. It's a lot of things that need to actually be done. And it's a lot of things that people don't realize. Like, can your mental health actually affect your physical health? I am here to tell you that anybody that tells you that it is not in any way connected is full of shit. Because anytime that you have a mental issue, may it be a disability, a temporary mood change, what have you, it can affect how you feel physically. I mean, you get depressed enough and your body just wants to shut down. You have enough anxiety, it's unlikely, but it could potentially give you a heart attack or some kind of cardiac issues. I mean, let's not go to the extreme on all of this, but this can have an effect. So today, when we get back, we're gonna look at everything that I can possibly think of because you know what? That's just the kind of mood I'm in today. Be right back. All right, welcome back. And jumping right on into things. I mean, I've sat there, I've thought about this a lot, had a lot of time to think about it, had a lot of time to deal with it because not only do I talk about things that hit close to home? I talk about things that I've been through. Like, I legit have had people that have asked me, well, don't you have any control over it? Don't you have any control over how your body reacts? No. And I mean, I hate to put it this way, but does a woman have control over a reaction when she's being forcefully used and abused? Does she have the ability to control her actions and reactions when it comes to a man violating her? No, and usually it causes bad stigma. It usually causes more mental anguish, which in turn ends up turning into physical. Because a woman is forcefully abused or forcefully detained. Yeah, I'm trying to be a little sensitive on this one, because been there, done that. Unfortunately, I've had to deal with it. But when a woman is raped, and yes, that'll be the only time you hear me say that in this episode. She does not have control over her body and the way her body reacts to said situation. Just like when it's all said and done, she will sit there and get in her head so much that she potentially is making herself physically sick. Just at the mental and emotional anguish of the situation. So, no, in most cases, people don't have as much control over their body in that aspect as you would think. And there's nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, do you have control when you get scared? Somebody comes up behind you, taps you on the shoulder, and you didn't realize that they were there. No, because usually it's a knee-jerk reaction and whack. Somebody gets it straight to the face or straight to the midsection because it is a reaction you fear for your safety. And yeah, people think I'm crazy for comparing the two, but it's true. If your mental health is not where it should be, then you essentially fear for your safety, not from anybody else, not from anything environmental, but because of the thoughts that go through your head, the feelings that you're dealing with that a lot of people just don't get. Now, the biggest two questions when it comes to this is when people question you, well, is it really because of that, or are you just lying? Does that make it any better? Does it make it any worse? I know for me, for a long time, when people would question me, it's like, really? Fine. You think I'm lying? Let me go ahead and show you that I'm not. Mind you, it usually ended bad for me, but that's kind of beside the point at the moment. Now, as far as is it better to be left treated or untreated? I don't care how you deal with it, but you definitely need to deal with it. Mental health is no joke. If you have any issues, you definitely have to get in there. You have to get some kind of help. Now, is the help the same for everybody? Hell no. I know for some people, the release of, say, shooting a gun or going to a kickboxing class or what have you, something that's physical exertion works better than, say, writing in a notebook or doing what I'm doing. I mean, there are so many different things, different treatments. There's physical exertion. There's getting it all on paper. There's medication. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And if you find one that you think is, oh, let's try this, cool, right on, try it. If it doesn't work, don't worry. Don't freak out about it, because guess what? There's other options. And you just got to keep trying until you find what you're looking for. My biggest take from this, though, do not leave it untreated. Too many people, too many bad spots, too many things that could have been prevented for yourself and for everybody around you. If you have a mental health issue, contact a professional. If you're not ready for that, contact a friend or a family member that is willing to listen. There is help. You just got to know where to look for it.